views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6, and we have a live show for you. Today is December the 18th, 2017, and back on air. Missed you all last week. Was busy. No, I was not on vacation. I don't even know what that word is. What that means and how you engage in something such as that was actually a way working. But I'm so glad to be back home, back on air with you all. Missed you all. Big ups to those of you that reached out, say, hey, is everything okay? You're not on air. Yes, everything is okay. And those of you that knew that I was going to be off, wasn't going to be able to broadcast last week. Greatly appreciate your overall sentiments and much love, much respect to you all. So just want to say back on air today, live, looking forward to today's show. And I would just ask that you bear with me as I get back in the swing of things, because I just need your assistance in that overall process as much as you possibly can. Greatly appreciate it. Anytime if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. I was away for the whole week, and I didn't have access to what was going on in the world, so I'm a little behind with a lot of things. So if you would like to chime in and catch us up on some things, Tando Radio Show, the floor is always yours. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Big ups to my man, all of you that are there in on the board. What up, Jerry? What up there, L.A. Ramon, that I see there so far? And big ups to my brother, Scotty. Definitely missed talking to you. Your routine, when it gets disturbed, man, it kind of, it's not a good thing. But I'm just glad to be back on air with you all. Once again, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. So with that being said, we're going to jump into today's, before we do that, we need to take care of some of the administrative duties. We're going to talk about Black Talk Radio Network. Everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. You can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, blacktalkradionetwork.com. And when you're there, you'll see the icon, on the far right, you will see the icon for your prompting to where you can click it and give some of your financial energy. And that will actually absolutely sustain and help this network to continue to grow and bring to you what you have already deemed as being valuable because you're here. And if you would give some of your financial energy to support this network, because it does not receive corporate sponsorship because it's not under corporate control. It is truly a grassroots organization that is sustaining itself from the sustaining life force of that was given as a gift of harmony and admiration. And we do truly appreciate it. That being your overall heart, your overall sustaining force, your overall ability to sustain life, create life and sustain it. And that would definitely be facilitated by you all in a way that this network can continue to grow and do what it's been doing and so much more, because there's so much more to be done. So you could do that. Also, you could support Black Talk Radio Network by going to BTR Community and becoming a member. BTR Community is a social media platform or outlet that has been created by Black Talk Radio Network for you to engage in your social media activities and under the guidelines of you not being as adversely affected and you being able to engage in your social media activities without your identity being sold to any bidder. And in this membership, it is only $24 a year. So it's the overall price point, and many would say that, well, the other ones, Facebook is free. No, it's not. It's not free at all. So this is actually a membership, so you don't have to worry about a lot of the things. You can engage in all of your social media activities, you know, and grow this network with us. And so that is, I know many are attracted to the overall Fed book and everything else. I know, I get it, but sometimes it's time for us to think about it. And I only use that platform for one thing. I said I wasn't going to go back on there, but oh, I got drugged back in there. And I really didn't want to. But hey, BTR Community is where I primarily post stuff, where I have no problem being a part and a member of, and I need to continue to support as well as you. And so come on over to BTR Community, where we can have a place in which we can go and strategize and create, and I plan on doing so much more with that. So BTR Community, $24 a year for the membership, and looking forward to that. It's, you know, give some of your financial energy that supports this network as well. Okay. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint, where the, even though we are not paid as a king or queen, which is in gold, and paid as a lady and a gentleman, which is in silver, but even though we're paid as slaves as that in a debt currency, we can still save like a king, a queen, a lady, and a gentleman. Very, very important. You can acquire some of the precious metals, one of the most perfect forms of money. It is not, it's just one of the perfect forms. Actually, you're a perfect form of money, your overall existence and your overall energy. Very, very, very important. But one of the most perfect forms of money is the precious metals, and you can save in that. Transfer some of your debt instruments into real money so that you will be able to be a controller of an asset and become very, very relevant to the overall economic status quo. You will tell the economy what to do. It won't lead you to destruction. So very, very, very important. Also, if you would like to be a part of our trading platform, is TradeCoin Club. Oh, man, I messed up. What is today? I made a mistake. I forgot to do something. So I've been so busy. Forgot to engage in something. Uh-oh. See if I can fix that. And I just remembered on air. I'm going to tell y'all, man, I be having a grip and stuff to do, and it's something always gets compromised, right? So I forgot to do something. I forgot to set my TradeCoin Club set up last night. Daggone it. So, hey, no big deal, Dave. Just keep doing what you're doing. So hopefully, let me log in here to see if I could do it while I'm on air. I doubt that I'll be doing it. And those of you that are in Trade Coin Club, you know what I mean by that. I missed that opportunity. My man, Big Ezra, you're probably laughing at me right now. Don't laugh at me, Ezra. Don't laugh. All right, so hold on 1 second. I can't do two things at one time. I'm sorry, y'all. I know some of you are great at doing that type of thing. Man, I can't do it. I cannot do two things at one time. So just trying to get into my Trade Coin Club, and I forgot to set my overall trader to start trading for me this week, and hopefully I didn't miss it, but we'll see. I'm going to log in here real quick. And we're going to check that out to see, and I think I did. So sometimes that happens. And if I did, oh, well, no need to complain about different stuff. So, okay, so we're going to move on. So Trade Coin Club, if you'd like to get involved with that, send me an email at Send me a email at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. And also, if you're going to purchase the precious metals, make sure you hit info@prosperitymint.com before you do that. Make sure you give a call, text them. So the overall, someone can explain to you the oh, man. I missed it and it came back. So I missed just the beginning day of the trade today. That's all right. So I was able to get into, that was a good new feature that they added there. I like that. So, okay. So sorry about that, everyone. I know you're not concerned about that. Let me log out of this stuff and get back to you all. So if you'd like to be a part of the Trade Coin Club, definitely email me at wolf6pack1. Also, all right, so we also have another great platform that I'm involved in. It's called Coins of Change. And I actually did a video on a step-by-step process of how to set up your Coins of Change account from the beginning to the end using an Exodus.io as your personal wallet. So those of you that are engaging in with us in the Coins of Change platform, I have a YouTube video that is out. And now let me just forgive me on the YouTube video, because one of the things that the camera wasn't set the way I thought it was going to be set, but the information is all the same. Don't be critical about that. Just, you know, look at the information, use the information, and you'll be fine. And that's the most important thing. So did a YouTube video. I'm going to post it inside of BTR community. And if you would like to engage in that, I'm going to shoot a presentation already. I'm going to shoot how to set up your account. Then I'm going to shoot another one this week, why it's important to control your wallet for protection. And that is basically how to, you know, just one of the things that this distinguishes that this platform is not a scam or a Ponzi scheme. Well, it's not a Ponzi scheme because of the overall definition of a Ponzi scheme, but how you are able to protect yourself. And this platform does give you that because you're in control of your wallet. And I want to make sure everyone that's in our line, that's in our community, that you are controlling your wallet. It's so essential because you have to do that. That is a must. Because I don't want I want you to always be in a position of advantage. Control your wallet. And I'm going to do a video for that here in probably this week. And so I want to make sure that you guys are a part of that. So let me just 1 second, give me a second, and I will post that overall Coins of Change video, how to set yourself up, and then we're going to have a couple of other Coins of Change videos. One is going to be the – going to be, the next one is also going to be, how to take control of your overall community and set that up. So got a lot of traction going on there. Looking forward to that and want you all to be a part of it, and put yourself in a position of advantage. So I'm going to post this inside before we get into what's in the news. I'm going to post this inside of there. And then the presentation, then I will set up the how to set yourself up, how to set your wallet up. And that is a step-by-step. Just follow that, and you'll be fine. You will do very, very, very well. So, and I probably will shoot another presentation on it. Nah, I'm going to let that one ride for a while. So, 1 second, let me. Yeah, I probably will shoot another one. Okay, let me set this in. And then it's steps to setting up your cryptocurrency wallet. So please don't mind the one person said, hey, y'all need to straighten y'all back. He was laughing, but you know our people. But where we were sitting, the chairs, the table was real, real, real low, and was trying to make sure we got the mic set up just right, and so everybody could hear us. So you know how we always are. We funny. Everything is I can't laugh because I clown everything too. So give me 1 second. I will post this here. Then we'll get into what's in the news. So if you'd like to get in on today's conversation when we get in, definitely get the show going. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And I think one day I will actually play the Coins for Change presentation in case you have any questions or anything. You can call and ask here on air. No problem. And because the more you know about the platform, the better it is. It's really a easy no-brainer as long as you do certain things. You control your wallet, and that is very, very, very important. So with that being said, we're going to jump into what's in the news. Let me just stop this here 1 second. Made a mistake. All right, so 1 sec. Sorry about this. So, all right, let's jump into what's in the news, trying to get my computer to cooperate. Here we go. So what's in the news for today's show? We have a live show for you all. It's current events. I don't know how current I am on events, and just forgive me for that, y'all. I'm so sorry, but I'm going to give my best at it. First article, and if you'd like to chime in and help us out today, no problem. Definitely do that. First article that we posted comes from Press TV, which is an Iranian publication. Iran to file complaint at UN over U.S. missiles claim. Iran will soon be filing a complaint with the United Nations over a recent move by the U.S. United States to claim that a missile debris allegedly retrieved in Saudi Arabia is of Iranian origin, says the Iranian defense minister. So, the whole setup, y'all, and it has Nikki Haley with some what appears to be some missile debris, and they're claiming it's Iranian, Iranian is this whole thing from Iran. This whole thing is starting to build into a real problem that we'll all start to see. And I don't want it to catch us off guard, especially our children. So check out that article. Next article. This one comes from Bloomberg. Bitcoin takes bigger Wall Street stag with smooth CME debut. The world's largest exchange just joined the Bitcoin revolution. Bitcoin futures started trading Sunday night at the CME Group, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, where the precious metals and the different commodities are traded out of. Venue, a week after the Chicago rival, CBOE, I always have a problem saying that, CBOE, Global Markets Incorporated introduced similar derivatives on the volatile cryptocurrency. The CME is a much bigger player in the futures, so many traders expect to make a big splash in this space in the future. So check out that article that's there. Next article. But let me see. I will tell you this is going to cause, this is, you know, a derivative is, already we talked about what a derivative is, meaning is value is derived from something else. It's basically nothing more than a bet. And this is the financial world's politically correct way of saying that placing bets. Isn't it funny how they won't allow gambling for the everyday person, but they allow gambling for the corporations as long as you're gambling in their overall platform for them to win, because the exchanges are nothing more than the casinos. And for everyone that goes to the casino, I tell you this, the house always wins. The house always wins, and they set it up for that always to happen. And yes, they'll give you free drinks. You think it's free, but every drink that you drink there is about $600-$700. They'll give you free rooms. Yeah, they make you think you're getting free rooms. Each room is about $5,000 per stay. It's all the perception. The key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. Come on, y'all. And we know this is very, very true. I'm not saying come on, y'all, for anything other than for what you already know. But now, let's act on what we know to put ourselves in a better position. And that requires not just me, not just you, but it requires our collective talents coming together in an effort to have collective prudence to be able to get what it is together. That's powerful. Okay? That's money. That's money. So definitely want you all to know that and properly engage in that. So check out that. Next article we're going to jump into. This comes from Financial Sense. With the FCC's net neutrality ruling, the U.S. could lose its lead in online consumer protection. Three of these smiling people undid the United States consumer protection online. The Federal Communications Commission The internet may be an international system of interconnection networks sharing a rough global consensus about the technical details of communications, though. But each country manages its own internet environment independently. Well, it was last week where the net neutrality issue has become a more clear and present threat to our overall quality of life and standard of living that needs our full attention. And so check out that article. Check out the other articles. I was actually, this was one of the things that I saw while I was away. And that one, it was one of those shaking head moments when net neutrality had, that threat of that has now going to be much, much more. And I didn't get to read too much about it, but we already know what that basically means is that the internet is going to be it's going to be fully censored by payments. And they're going to censor everything by payments and by speed. And that's how because it's what they always do. They get everybody attached to it, need it, and then what do? Get you addicted to it, and then boom. There goes the trap. Trap is set. So I just hope that there is going to be some traction that we will be able to acquire the everyday people that's in our best interest if we would align ourselves and stop seeing ourselves as individuals, but start seeing ourselves as one group that is in, that has a necessity for coming together, aligning itself, and developing a universal, a global and universal force. And once that happens, ladies and gentlemen, there is no weapon that could ever be created against you. Too powerful. So check out that article. Next article, this comes from AP. The latest, authorities say 77 passengers and 7 crew were on board. The latest on the Amtrak derailment in Washington state. Authorities say 77 passengers and 7 crew members were on board an Amtrak train that derailed near DuPont, Washington. The Amtrak spokesperson gave the update, updated numbers at a news conference Monday afternoon. And there was some talk that there was an object on the tracks that could have actually, and I didn't get to read all of it, that caused the derailment. And, you know, I have, I definitely have my, what this could be, and I definitely see a lot of different things that's here. And so we'll see. Hopefully it was just an accident. But we will have to see. I haven't been able to dig into this to really look at it, but definitely we'll do that. So let's check out the next article. Comes from Sputnik News. Celebrity figurehead U.S. President Donald Trump unveils America's first security strategy. Celebrity figurehead U.S. President Donald Trump announced a new national security strategy on Monday that emphasizes the president's America's first message and is intended to return the country to an unrivaled power. Man, that ain't none but trouble. I'll tell you that right now. There were some articles here that I missed. That's why I didn't upload this. I didn't update this. Sorry, you all. Let me update this because there were some real, real, very, very important articles, and I know I posted them on another device, and I just came to this device, so let me get to those as well. So check out that article, and let me just say this. Now, this has, man, it was Roz that posted a bunch of stuff. Scotty posted a bunch of stuff. I'm so sorry about that. I looked at my own device, and I didn't even see some of the ones, so I'm going to definitely get to some of the ones that Roz posted, and some of the ones that messed up. I didn't refresh my screen, y'all. And you know why? Because I was away and I forgot to do that. That's what happens sometimes when you go away. So let me get back to what's in the news, because there's some very, very, very important articles, but I'm going to still pick up from this last article from this Sputnik News one. Let me just tell you, ladies and gentlemen, everything is moving towards and definitely becoming a situation where things are about to go awry, and it's going to be in a bad, bad way. So let me pick up from here. Next article, this one comes from Reuters. I posted this earlier today. Trump and Trump and strategic document to cite China and Russia as competitors. Donald Trump will declare that China and Russia are competitors seeking to challenge U.S. power and erode its security and prosperity in a national security strategy that he will lay out on Monday today. And this is what the last article was all about. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what that means, right? Listen to what it says. Saying that China and Russia are competitors seeking to challenge U.S. power and erode its security and prosperity. Y'all, in a national security strategy that he will lay out in a speech on Monday. We're going to take a look at this this speech on these two articles. Y'all, you know what that means, right? That is political talk for we're about to go to war. About to go to war. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from, I don't know where I got this one from. But it is a YouTube video of Saudi Arabia showing in a mock setup of them invading Iran. So check out. I know where I got it from, but I can't say the word. Not because it's not anything bad, but it's in a language. I'm not quite sure. It's Arabic, and I can't read Arabic. And so, but let me see if I translate. How about that, David? No, it won't open up. So check out that. I posted a YouTube video with it. Check it out. Definitely think that things is definitely heating up. Next article. Got this one from the South China Morning Post. War on the Korean Peninsula. Possible at any time. China warned to be ready. China must be ready for war on the Korean Peninsula with the risk of conflict higher than ever before. The Chinese government advised and a retired senior military official warned on Saturday. So China is definitely gearing up. They know it's coming. We want to make sure that we're cool. Next article, my man Roz posted this one. This one comes from The Street, and I love The Street. The Street actually has some really, really good stuff from thestreet.com. Bitcoin exchange draws scrutiny as banks fret over the cost of default. Check out that article. It says exchanges like the CBOE and the CME are playing a big role in the financial markets by guaranteeing transactions across a worldwide swath of trading contracts on things like pork bellies and interest rates, and they didn't add this in the precious metals. Regulators are warned that the risk of major default on the exchange, while banks worry that the new Bitcoin contracts could expose the financial system to greater threats. Man, here's the setup, y'all. So great article. Let me see. I may want to play this. Rod sent this one, so I'm going to. Let me see if I can stop this, and then I can. So I'm going to. I'm going to come back to this one. I had to close some of my windows. But great article, Raj. Thank you so much. Good looking out, as always. Next article. Raj posted this one from the New York Times. U.S. Vetoes U.N. resolution condemning the move on Jerusalem. The draft resolution also reiterates the council's view that no country should establish an embassy in Jerusalem, and that the Jerusalem status is an issue to be resolved by the Israelis and the Palestinians, who want Eastern Jerusalem to be the capital of a future Palestinian state. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all done so that the war can definitely kick off. So check out that article. Raj posted that one. So next article, I posted this one from Sputnik News. Seoul scrambles jets in response to China's bombers entering its airspace. Y'all, it's not good. Seoul scrambles, and that's South Korea. South Korea's Seoul scrambles jets in response to Chinese bombers entering its airspace. The South Korean Air Force sent fighter jets into the sky Monday in response to an unannounced intrusion of the Korean Air Defense Identification Zone by five People's Liberation Army Air Force PLAAF aircraft from China. The Korean Time reports. Then I put in the two videos, the Coins of Change presentation video, and the second video is me with the step-by-step how to set up your account. So that's what's in the news. And if you would like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star, C-U-N-Q, and we'll definitely bring you up. So where do we start today? Whew. A lot of different places. But if you have any questions or comments, you'd like to get in, definitely do that. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Big ups to my man, Roz. Big ups to my man, Brother Braggs. Big ups. And I see my man Thomas. I see my peeps in ATL. Big ups to Mario and my man Tommy. Big ups to all of you. And let me see, who else do I? It's a couple of people that I see there. So, but we got a caller in queue before we get going into today's show. It's my man out of Tennessee. And so we're going to go to our brother. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. Big Jerry, you there?
Yes, yes. Greetings. How all of y'all doing this evening?
What's up, bro? How you feeling?
I'm still learning. I just got one question. I may have some more, but as of right now, I was wondering if you had come across the article about the object coming out of space that came into our atmosphere, and it was coated in some type of organic, it had an organic coating, and they was calling it a space egg. They didn't have much on it, but I was wondering if you came across that.
No. I had no clue. I know like 2 weeks ago there was a bunch of different upper atmosphere activities, but the one, when did this happen, Jerry? Recently?
Well, I got the article today, but I'm trying to find it as we speak. But it didn't mm-hmm. have no large article or anything. It just mentioned that, and then it had like a comment section. So I just wondered if you had ran across that, and I put myself on mute. Thank you.
Okay, no, I didn't. I didn't have no clue on that one. I just saw something about some UFO stuff, but nothing that caught me. No, Jerry, if you would, yeah, keep us abreast on that, because I'm always interested in that. You know, I'm a little universal geek. I don't really talk about a lot of that here on the show, but I really, really am. I guess I'm going to start talking about it. I don't care. I'm going to start talking about everything. So definitely big ups, Jerry, if you would definitely, you know, find out some things and you want to share that with us, please do that. I'm very interested in that, It's, I think is relevant, and it's very, very important that we do that. So big ups to my man, Big Jerry. So next one, let's go to, my man Ezra just sent me a text. Wow. Ezra, I have no clue. Let me just real quick. For those of you that are just getting acquainted with the cryptocurrency space and everything else. Right now, the overall cryptocurrency space is exploding. The fees that are being charged, it's crazy. And one of the things that, and for those of you that have been following us for a while, you remember when we first got in the Trade Coin Club and got into different things, I said and first introduced a lot to Exodus.io and Gemini and Kraken and all of these things. One of the things that I said was make sure you get into the cryptocurrency space as soon as you possibly can, because what they're going to be doing with this cryptocurrency space is sick. It's absolutely sick, and the fees that's going to be attached to it are going to be crazy. And this is nothing more than the system taking advantage of, wow, the daggone fees to send $50 is $43? I don't know about that. I got to check that, because I know that some people had sent some payments, but this is crazy. And if you got any questions about that, I would love to, you know, but I only want to facilitate that type of conversation if you all have questions, because I don't know what's on your mind. I can't read that. So if that's something that you wanted to facilitate, a question that you wanted to ask or something, if I can help you out with it, I will. I don't know everything, but whatever it is that I do know, I will tell you if I do know something. But definitely could be wrong on different things. But we want to definitely engage in this. So, wow, we're going to have a crypto Tuesday or something like that for you all, because I have a lot of – man, I need to get everyone situated in this as much as you can if you're interested. If you're not, then, you know, you don't have to engage with us, and I totally get it. But I'm going to engage in it. Because I've already know what it's done for me. My overall cryptocurrency portfolio is sick now, and it went up sick in a good way, and it went up so much And now my thing is to leverage it into real, real money. That was always been my overall take on it, is to use it to get real money. And that being some of the most perfect forms of money, and to get the necessary things, I want to get you all to actually use that for your prepping. Here's what I'm going to say. This is, I got to do this. I'm going to be giving a class. One second. I'm going to give a class. I'm actually going to be traveling the country with this. Some of the classes will be charging for the classes, and then some of the classes we won't be charging for classes. And I feel the need to do that, and I'm going to do that because I think it's necessary. And I want us to be in a space that will position us, because we can do this, wow, we can do this in a way that best benefits us, because there is no stopping this industrial move right now. And it's purposely happening for a reason, and it is purposely being brought about. And I think it's a good opportunity for us to gain from that. And I have a portfolio that I haven't even looked at. And I'm looking at just some of the things that's in it, and I'm looking at some of the gains that it has had, and it's like off the charts. And I want to share that opportunity with you all. Just to let you know some of the things that's happening and how you can gain from it, because we definitely need to know. That information will be critical to you. And I plan on bringing some of what I consider the best people, and to bring it into a way in which that resonates with us, and for us to seize on that opportunity. So we're going to be putting that together. Already know it's going to be the Click Expo, the CLIK Expo. And we're going to be putting that together for you all to engage in that. And wow. And it's not just going to be the cryptocurrency space. It's going to be the precious metal space. It's going to be some of the crypto space, just to get you familiar with certain things and for you to leverage things that's in your best interest. So we're going to put that whole platform together, and so you can engage in this opportunity and do what's necessary for yourself and your family. So I'm just looking at this stuff, and it's nuts. So I have an obligation to definitely bring some of that to you all. And because it's doing really, really well. If it doesn't resonate with you, I totally get it. Don't engage it. Okay. Don't engage it if it doesn't resonate with you. But I know that's what I'm really, really going to, because I see some of the beneficial for myself personally, and I want to share that with you all. But you can make a personal decision if you want to engage in that. But I will definitely say we're not saying we are not financial advisors. You are definitely going to, if you're going to be trading, you're going to be trading and engaging in different investments. Do that at your own risk, understanding what you're engaging in and what the potentials are, so that if everything doesn't go the way that you wanted it to go, make sure you know the reason why and try to remedy that. So I have no problem with what's going on, because I really, the best thing that I can do is have an asymmetrical approach to it, to do the very best that I can with the limited resources that we have. But if we combine all of our resources in that, I'm going to tell you, this overall crowdfunding thing is, from very day one that we've been on air, I've been talking about collective prudence, us coming together collectively and doing things for the benefit of not one individual, two individuals, or three individuals, but for everyone. And that is a space that we can definitely command, and we should command that, because that is how you build real generational wealth. Undeniable, it's been proven, so it's no reason to even question it. And those that do is because they don't understand the overall effective power of the collective energy or the collective good, or the leverage of many. Biblically, remember? Biblically? There was nothing that could stop the people when they decided to collectively come together. And they had to have to bring in dividers to break up the people, because the people were too strong. And since the division has been put in the place, if the people were strong when they were all on one accord, when dividers come in, that does what? That means that the people are weak. How many dividers do we have in the world today? Many. Why are those dividers there? Because they work. And since they work, what do? They make you weak. And my plan is to make us strong. And for those that want to engage in that, we are here. And I would say, if you don't engage it with us, you definitely should engage it with somebody. It doesn't matter who, but that's what you should be doing. But I definitely want to work with a lot of you, and you already know who you are. And we want to grow this to many, many more, those that will be susceptible to it. And we can show the overall success of that. And that, to me, is more important than anything else. So I want to definitely engage in that. So let me jump back into some of the things that I wanted to take a look at in today's show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **, and we'll see you in queue. Okay, so one of the things that's real concerning to me, let me pull this up for you all. If my computer would just cooperate. Okay, computer, I need you to cooperate. Here we go. It's an article. And I want to take a look at this article, and it's two articles. Let's use this one first. And this was Reuters from earlier today. It's a Reuters article, and I think I'm going to need to close. Yep. Let me close a couple of things. And it's Reuters article, and it says, December the 18th, 2017, Trump strategy documents, Trump strategy document says Russia meddles in domestic affairs worldwide. Okay? We're going to read another one as well. Telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is, they're setting everything up to go kaput and to put you in a position of disadvantage. Here we go. Washington, D.C., Reuters. Celebrity figurehead. Now, this is just me saying that. U.S. President Donald Trump administration said on Monday today that Russia interferes in the domestic political affairs of countries globally. Huh? You heard that, Scotty? But wasn't it just a little while ago? Forget it. Don't worry about it. Adversary does. It brings confusion. So here it goes. But stop short of accusing Moscow of meddling in the 2016 U.S. elections. One more time. Wait, let me see the video. Maybe we could play it so you can hear it yourself. It is. Let's hear it yourself. 1 minute video. Let me just turn this up. Here we go. I'm going to play this so you can hear it for yourself. Hear it from the horse's mouth. One second. See if I can get this to go. I can. Here we go. One sec. It's doing the commercial thing, so as soon as it comes out of the commercial, I'll play it. Okay, so I'm going to read a little more. But wait a minute. Here's the article. U.S. President Donald Trump administration said on Monday that Russia interferes in domestic political affairs of countries globally, but stopped short of accusing Moscow of meddling in the 2016 U.S. elections. You see how this all plays out? I don't know about y'all, but this is crazy because I'm used to this, and those of you that have been aware of this type of activity, you see this, and you see this shaking your head, and you say, here comes a setup. Something is coming down the car. Here we go. Let me play this.
Celebrate you, President Donald Trump on Monday called out Russia and China as major U.S. rivals on the world stage seeking to erode American power.
We also face
one second.
I'm going to have to reset this.
Rival powers.
Let me start this over. Here we go.
Donald Trump on Monday called out Russia and China as major U.S. rivals on the world stage seeking to erode American power.
We also face rival powers, Russia and China, that seek to challenge American influence, values, and wealth.
In a speech laying out a
okay, I can't do this. It's not working.
New national security strategy.
As soon as I say that, it starts working. Oh, man. Hold on. Let me see if I can fix this one more time. Let it.
Seeking to erode American power.
Let me try this over. Okay, hold on a second. Let me try this over. Hopefully, if it doesn't work this time, I'm just going to have to go with it. Here we go. Hopefully, this works. Let me just hold it real quick. Let it load. Forget my internet. It's been acting up here in a little, so it always has been bad. That's one of the things with where I live in FEMA region number 6. Okay, here we go. Let's see if this works.
President Donald Trump on Monday called out Russia and China as major U.S. rivals on the world stage seeking to erode American power.
We also face rival powers, Russia and China, that seek to challenge American influence, values, and wealth.
In a speech laying out a new national security strategy, Trump signaling the administration's warriness, despite Trump's own
all right, I can't do it. It's not working. So we're going to just move on. So I'm just going to just move on. That's not working. All right, so I'm just going to read it. Sorry about that, y'all, before we go to the commercial break. Here we go. It says that the U.S. President Donald Trump administration said on Monday that Russia interferes in domestic policy, political affairs of countries globally, but stopped short of accusing Moscow of meddling in the 2016 U.S. elections. The criticism of Russia lays out a new national security strategy based on Trump's America's First vision, reflecting a view held by the U.S. diplomats that Russia actively undermines American interests at home, abroad, despite Donald Trump's own bid for warmer ties with celebrity figurehead Vladimir Putin. Though modernized forms of subversion tactics, Russia interferes in the domestic political affairs of countries around the world, the document says. It avoids directly citing the U.S. intelligence agencies, where the U.S. intelligence agency says was Russia's meddling in last year's U.S. presidential election. Russia used information operations as part of its offensive cyber efforts to influence public opinion across the globe. Its influence campaigns blend covert intelligence operations and false online personas with state-funded media. Third-party intermediaries and paid social media users are trolls, the document says. Trump has frequently spoke of wanting to improve relations with Putin, even though Russia has frustrated the U.S. policies in Syria and in the Ukraine, and done little to help Washington in its standoff with North Korea. In a speech laying out his strategy, Trump noted that he had a recent call from Putin on Sunday to thank him for providing U.S. intelligence that helped thwart a bomb attack in the Russian city of Petersburg. Very, very important, because let me just side note, I think that's where Vladimir Putin is from, and that's where a lot of the overall hub of what they say is organized crime in Russia. I'm not quite sure, but I think that that's a part of it. But that's, we go on. Trump said that the collaboration was the way it's supposed to work. But while we seek such opportunities of cooperation, we will stand up for ourselves. We have to stand up for our country like we have never stood up before, he said at the Ronald Reagan Building in downtown Washington, D.C. The audience of about 650 people frequently applauded the speech. It includes the military joint chief of staff, several cabinet secretaries, lawmakers, military personnel, and officials from the intelligence community and other agencies. A U.S. Justice Department investigation is looking into whether Trump's campaign aide colluded with Russia, something that Moscow and Trump both deny. Move this down. Never ever fails when I get going and stuff. My internet just stops. Doesn't want to. Okay. U.S. intelligence agencies have concluded Russia tried to tip the election to Trump through hacking and releasing emails to embarrass Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton and spreading. And spreading social media propaganda. Facebook, Google, Twitter are facing a backlash after saying Russia used their services to anonymously spread the messages among Americans in the run-up to the election. Get this, hopefully this moves down. So, one sec. Having a little computer problems, y'all, today. So sorry about that. So the article continues with, and isn't that always the case? I'm going to tell you. Okay, yeah, I'm having real problems. So, listen, I'm going to have to close up some things and reboot this system because I am having – okay, here it goes. Real quick, I want to read this before we go to the commercial break. And, Scotty, take the commercial break just a little bit longer so I can – hopefully I'll just be able to finish this out. Okay, here we go. Other Western nations, including France, have accused Russia of trying to interfere in their elections. Trump's strategy. Congress mandates that every U.S. administration set out its national security strategy. The new Trump strategy is influenced strongly by the thinking of top national security officials rather than the president himself, said one of the officials involved in preparing the document. The Republican president's strategy reflects the American first priorities of protecting the U.S. homeland and borders, rebuilding the military, projecting strength abroad, and pursuing trade policies more favorable to the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, that's colonization. That is putting the overall hand down of control. That's what they want to do, and this is going to really cause for the overall backlash of the world will purge itself. This is the purge, ladies and gentlemen, in full force. We'll go on to put the article. Talking points are sent to U.S. embassies worldwide on what diplomats should say about the new strategies, making it clear that the official U.S. position is tough on Russia. An unclassified State Department cable sent by Reuters said that Russia tried to weaken the credibility of America's commitment to Europe with the invasion of Georgia and the Ukraine. Russia has demonstrated a willingness to use force to challenge the sovereignty of states in the region. That's an act of war, y'all. An analyst at the Conservative Center of the National Interest Think Tank said while things with Moscow might be warm and fuzzy for the moment, celebrity figurehead President Putin will not take kindly to being labeled as what essentially amounts to an enemy of the United States. It drops Democratic former President Barack Obama's 2000 description of climate change. Can't see it because I'm reading just the top of it. Can't get this darn mouse down. So, all right. So, you know what? I can't get my computer to cooperate. Oh, there it did. All right. So let me read that over. It drops Democratic former President Barack Obama's 2016 description of climate change as a national security. Oh, boy. Let me move this back up. My computer is messing up. All right, so I'm going to stop here, and I'm so sorry about that. I'm going to come back with just some commentary about this. And my computer is messing up. Can't get it to allow me to get through this whole thing. It's running all over the place, y'all. So let me see if I can reset this. Yes, I got it. But listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, I'll give some of my overall thoughts about this. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Scotty, if you would, take the commercial break just like 1 minute, a little longer. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. Scotty, you there? I hope my whole system didn't freeze up. No, I think we're good. All right, so we're going to go ahead and continue. Sorry about that. I think I got my computer set straight. Let's see if that works. Hopefully it does. And forgive me, y'all. The daggone internet has been so bad here recently. And that's, you know, one of the things that happens. You got to give up some things. When I was in Southern Cal, internet was nowhere near as bad as this. This is crazy. So I'm having some real internet issues, so I don't think I'm going to be able to even go back to that. So I'm going to just give some commentary on that. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, I won't even be able to see you on the board. Just I would have to say, excuse me. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. I think I can. Yeah, I can see you in queue. So I will be able to see you in queue if you have a question or comment. So why is this so significant? Here's what's up with this, in my opinion. My mayor, L.A. Ramon, will never accept a nuclear North Korea, says the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. Well, you know what that means, and that's a great article. Thank you. I'm going to try to pull that one. I know how to do that now. L.A. Ramon just sent me that good article from Flipboard. But here's what's going on, in my opinion. The whole world, the stage is being set for the overall purge. I think that you'll see that there will be some heavy-handedness that the U.S. will have somewhere globally. And when that happens, forget about it. That is going to invoke or spark a military confrontation. And there will be many nations that will be lining up to knock out the bully. And so my man, L.A. Ramon, just sent me something from Flipboard. And this Flipboard got it from Cerebrally Naive Network, CNN. Tillerson confronts North Korea at the UN. And this is stuff that you definitely need to know. And, my internet is working really quickly now. All right, cool. So I'm going to go back to that. I'm going to come to this in a minute. I want to check out these two stories, finish these two stories, and then open up the phone lines and tell you what I think you should be doing and just give me your overall thoughts. Well, in the midst of all of the mass confusion about different things, all of this stuff plays out into the cryptocurrency space, the asset space, the preparedness space, the geopolitical space, the financial space, quality of life, standard of living space. All of this is coming to a head in different forms because I definitely see the overall conversion into a big overall confrontation. And most people, doesn't matter how much the system tells you things are about to happen, because we've been taught to have normalcy bias, we always say, nah, it's not going to happen. The people that always say, nah, it's not going to happen, are always the ones that say, what happened? They ask what happened. Because that's what the system really wants. And I say that this is critical for us to know these things so that we should make the proper decisions to position ourselves accordingly from that. And that's what we try to do here. So I see that this thing is giving me so much trouble. I'm going to have to close this out here. And close this window because this is ridiculous. And I was told that the internet is real, real slow. I'm trying to think, how can I resolve that? I don't think that I can. All right, so let's check that out. Close that one. Let me go with one that seems to like. Okay, this is, thanks, L.A. Ramon. Big ups. Then on the 15th, and that was what, last Thursday or so? Here's an article. Washington, D.C., CNN. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson directly rebuked North Korea's representative to the United Nations on Friday. Yeah, that was Friday. Rejecting his claim that the U.S. is to blame for the tensions on the North Korean peninsula and declared that he and the White House are in lockstep on the policy. He stated that there is no daylight between the president's policy and the pursuit of the policies and the pursuit of the policies on North Korea. Answering questions about a possible rift between the White House and the State Department on starting talks with Pyongyang, Tillerson had said that he was willing to start talks with North Korea without preconditions. The comment during a questioning and answer took the White House staffers off guard, they said. During Friday's specially convened U.S. Security Council meeting to discuss North Korea's nuclear program, Tillerson clarified that a sustained consensus of North Korea's threat behavior must occur before talks can begin. North Korea must earn his way back to the table. In the meantime, the U.S. has continued a campaign to pressure North Korea's diplomatically and financially, he said, as North Korea's ambassadors to the U.N. looked on. Tillerson added, militarily, we are going to be prepared should something go wrong. After North Korea ambassador addressed the council and described his country's nuclear program as an inevitable self-defense measure against the United States, which was terrified by the incredible might of our republic and its nuclear force, Tillerson asked for another chance to speak and hit back. This is but one party that has carried out illegal detonations of illegal devices. There is but one party that launched intercontinental ballistic missiles. That is the Kim regime in North Korea, Tillerson says. North Korea alone are responsible for these tensions, and they alone must take responsibility for these tensions, and they alone can solve these tensions, Tillerson says. Tillerson said that the actions of North Korea's are a clear violation of the international law that cannot be ignored, and that the regime must be held accountable. Later in remarks, Tillerson was asked directly to explain where the U.S. stood on preconditions. He flipped the questions, rejecting a proposal from Russia and China for a freeze in which the U.S. would halt military exercises and North Korea would stop nuclear development. We are not going to accept preconditions, Tillerson says. Our commitment channels remain open, he added. North Korea knows they're open. They know where the door is, they know where to walk through the door when they want. Let me stop there. So they telling North Korea, no, you got to come to us, right? They know where the door is. North Korea's like, do whatever you want to do. We doing what we doing. So this is really giving you the clues. These are all the precursors to a confrontation that catches most people off guard, because most of the people, general population here, has been doing other things other than preparing for what has been told is going to happen. And it's been told by the same standards and criteria that most people says, until I see it here, it ain't real. Until I see it on the news, until I see it on CNN, it ain't the truth. Look how powerful that propaganda has been. And how incredibly naive such a statement is. If it ain't on the news, it ain't the truth. Wow. Puts us all in a bad position, y'all, when you have individuals that think like that, that are around you, either friend-wise, family-wise, neighbors, acquaintance, coworkers. That type of thinking is dangerous, extremely dangerous. So, the article goes on. See what I missed. Okay. Our communication channels remain open, he said. North Korea knows. Okay. He didn't say that a line that had appeared in a in his prepared comments by the State Department on an embargo early in the day. Tillerson had been set to say that, apart from these steps, there is no preconditions for talks, nor will we accept preconditions from North Korea or others. Ask about the omission. The State Department Under Secretary of Public Affairs stated that nobody took that out from him. The secretary does not speak word for word from prepared remarks and works to deliver the words that will be the most impactful to the audience he is addressing. Tillerson doubled down on the administration's tough talk in other countries, warned that the U.S. rhetoric and actions are part of the problem. We have been clear that all options remain on the table in defense of our nation, but we do not seek nor do we want war with North Korea, Tillerson says. The United States will use all necessary measures to defend itself against North Korea's aggression, but our hope remains that the diplomacy will produce a resolution. But Russia ambassadors to the UN said that it should be clear to everybody that North Korea is hardly going to refrain from nuclear missile programs while it feels a direct threat to its security. Referring to a joint military drill that the U.S. conducted with South Korea, indeed, this is how North Korea evaluates the regularly wide-scale maneuvers and exercises by the U.S. and its allies in the region. In the conditions of such tension, one ill thought out or misstep could lead to consequences, the Russians said, warn of a policy of mutual pressure and intimidation. He challenged Tillerson's questioning the U.S. condemning to find a peaceful resolution, noting that after about 2 months of quiet on North Korea's part, the U.S. held massive drills with North Korea and then announced it was placing North Korea on a list of state-sponsored terrorism. All of these steps force us to wonder about the sincerity of statements that suggest that there is a preference for a peaceful approach to resolving the crisis in North Korea, the Russian ambassador said. China's ambassador echoes Russia's rebuke. The current situation on the peninsula is not caused by any one party alone, and it is unfair to impose on one party the responsibility for resolving it, says China's ambassador. The United Nations, he called for a dialogue to end the U.S. military exercises and to end the mutual blaming. Tillerson rejected the argument that the U.S. bore any blame and made clear that, move this down, that there would be no let up in its campaign to squeeze North Korea steadily choke off of its diplomatic channels and means of financial support. That campaign, he said, must be given time to succeed. So basically what they're trying to do is choke them out. It's not going to happen. And then last part of the article. North Korea's growing capability reflects a direct threat to our security and the security of the entire world, Tillerson says. And I want to stop there real quickly. How is in the U.S. a direct threat to the security of the entire world? Individual countries and the entire world in general. Isn't the U.S. the only country that ever used a nuke? Not once, but twice. So who's the threat here? Really, who's the threat? And I know good folks would say, well, there was a reason why. No, that's an excuse. That was an excuse. And you don't even want to, for me to go into why that was excuse, but you want me to go into it. Here's why that was the excuse. Because the U.S. dropped two nuclear devices on civilians. That had nothing to do with the overall engagement of a war. When they could have used those same devices on military installations or even on military targets, but they chose to target the people. And they give the excuse because we wanted to bring them to their knees. No, it was much more than that. You wanted to bring the whole world to its knees. And that was done for political, for geopolitical, economic, and military reasons, which means is the definition of terrorism, an attack for political gain. What the word means. Terrorism is nothing more than an attack for political gain. That's what that was all about. And now, we buy into this that other countries can't have this, so you can be, yeah, so that you can maintain your overall political gains, political, geopolitical gains, economic gains, militarily gains. So you can colonize, threaten, and so that you can embargo, steal resources, and control the general population to your overall advantage globally. Sounds like the threat is the one that's always used to stick. That's the threat. Doesn't seem like to me if somebody else want to pick up a stick to defend themselves, say, nope, you're not going to hit me with that no more. But see, but that's how the world works, because it creates these overall empires for us to be divided, so we'll see the overall dividing effects and take a stand with it. And then when you take a stand with it, you're being used by it. This. It's a major, major concern. The truth be told, that war is always a campaign, an attack to get people to become more subservient to the ruling class. Ruling class never go to war with each other. Ruling classes use their position of control and their position of influence to maintain control over what they have stolen or have taken by force and by fear from the general population at large. Yes, I know. It's popular to think that the system care, you know, does this because you're one race or you're that race. Yes, they know it's popular to think that they do it because they think these people are smart. These people, yes, I know they think this because they don't like tall people and short people. But what happens to be the truth, the system equally hates all and uses dividing tactics so those that are being divided will hate each other and not look at them for what's really going on. Man, foolproof plan. Use it, it works. But when you know it's there, when it's used, it can never be used against you in a successful way. I know it's popular. They control the propaganda profiles. And they constantly bombard with all the dividing factors, because the more that you divide it, the more you're enslaved. Because your prosperity comes from collective cohesion. Your sustainability comes from collective gathering. See how it works? Want to see how it works? Because that's how the system is able to control, because it uses the force multiplier of all of their energy against one target. And that's how they're able to maintain such great control and steal prosperity and subjugate the masses without a challenge. The system is not been challenged because there hasn't been a collective force to see past the deception, to be able to see with clarity what the real target is and what the real threat is. It's always the smoke and mirrors. It's always the deception that they see. And because of that, there is no effective penetration into sovereignty. The baby never stands on their feet. The baby is born into all state, the good hands. Never really looked at what that logo really means, huh? They sell you with something as benevolent, the good hands people. Huh. It means you're under the control of all the states, all the governing bodies. So then when that child is born into the overall confines of the subjugation and enslavement paradigm, is born into the hands. What do those hands first do? Brand that child as being theirs by a footprint on a piece of paper, because it was born into good hands. The hands that will control all of its very living talents going forward from birth. The child is born under artificial conditions and not in a natural, sovereign way. Listen, got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Let me see if my man Scotty is on the board. Scotty, you there? Hope Scotty is okay. So, okay, we're getting ready. My man L.A. Ramon sent me another one. So when we come out of this commercial break, we'll get ready to go. So I want you to just really think about that. Allstate, the good hands people. Look at that logo. Really think about what that logo means. They may have had the intentions of something else. I'm going to tell you what the system, how the system looks at that. You're in good hands. You're under their control. So, listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **. We'll see you in queue. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Talk Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And L.A. Ramon sent another article. We had posted this one earlier today, Chinese war planes enter Korean air air defense zone in South Korea, and they had scrambled jets. Yes, we actually had that one. That was going to be the other one that I wanted to make aware to you about that one. that happened earlier today. And my man, L.A. Ramon, says, I think we may already be in war, Dave. I think it's just being hidden from view. Yes. Very, very true. We definitely are. And what happens is that one of the things with wars is that they slowly start to evolve to more and more events happening. And it's just a matter, because there was an article out of the South China Morning Post where they were telling China to prepare for war. To prepare for it. And it's not the first time that that's been actually said. And we posted that one. If I will get my internet to move, bear with me here. And that one was, here it is, and it was out of the South China Morning Post. War on the Korean Peninsula is possible at any time. China warned to be ready. And this comes from the China Post, South China, hang on, South China Morning Post. Bear with me, y'all. That one. And then we also posted in L.A. Ramon, just sent another one. We posted this other article from Sputnik News. Seoul scrambles jet in response to China's bombers in air. So, oh, I already had that one put up. Pull that up real quick. So, yes, we are already at war, and this is one of the things that I think is going to catch a lot of people off guard and by surprise. And I just hope that you all are going to be thoroughly prepared for it as much as you possibly can. So here's the article out of Sputnik News. That was today. Here it goes. And it's dated for the 19th. Because of the time difference. South Korea Air Defense Forces sent fighter jets into the sky Monday in response to an unannounced intrusion of Korean Air Defense Identification Zone by five People's Liberation Army Forces, PLAAF, aircraft from China, the Korean Times reported. The Chinese aircraft group consisted of two nuclear-capable H-6 strategic bombers. One second. Strategic bombers, two J-11 fighter planes, and one TU-154 spy plane, according to South Korea's chief of staff. See if I can get this. A group of F-15K fighters were marshaled to monitor the activities of the Chinese aircraft entering into South Korea's airspace. The Korean Times reported the F-15Ks identified the types of Chinese military aircraft that were present and took normal tactical measures until the Chinese planes left. A joint chief of staff official told the news outlet. Beijing reported and communicated with South Korea military via a hotline to inform South Korea that the Chinese aircraft were conducting routine training operations and did not intend to enter South Korean airspace. The South Korean military officials noted, "We contacted the Chinese side through our hotline, and they said they had been conducting regular exercises. The defense officials told reporters, aiding that we still are in the process of analyzing the Chinese military's exact intentions. The location of the Chinese warplanes alarmed the North Korean Air Force in the area where Japan and South Korea and China's ADIZ is the authorized, can't remember, identification zone overlaps, according to the local reports. That's where you have to identify yourself in the overlapping of South Korea, China, and Japan. It appears that China's goal was to reconfirm its zone and conduct reconnaissance of Japan A researcher at the Institute of Security in Seoul told the Korean newspaper Sunday, since South Korea's president and China's president recently held a five-hour summit last Thursday, it doesn't seem like China held the drills targeting South Korea, the researcher said. So that was the overall article, but I'm telling you, in my opinion, everyone, they're setting all of this up because in any moment in the future, some stuff is definitely going to break out and kaboom. I definitely want you all to be in a position of advantage. And while everything else is going on that's being hidden from us, the real happenings are directly unfolding, and I wouldn't be surprised if things in the Middle East takes off, and then boom, it sets a chain reaction, because I definitely think that with the purge that happened in Saudi Arabia, it almost brought the whole world to war. But the next, these different engagements are growing. They're not shrinking. The next engagements are going to, some of the future ones are going to turn from just reporting it by news, and it's going to be reported by overall military confrontation. And once that happens, ladies and gentlemen, all bets is off, is going to unfold in a much more rapid strategical way. And what we saw in over the weekend, the lights getting turned out and the lights going out, but they said it was by lightning strike, could have been, who knows, but the lights going out at the Atlanta airport is something that's going to be happening all over. The derailment of or the overall shipping lanes by rail and by mode of transportation of the trucking industry and everything else, all that is going to be slowed or come to a halt. But either way it goes, it's going to adversely affect you. And then the overall engagement of military confrontation is going to bring a different scene to this platform that we've never been used to. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what you really need to prepare for. One more article, because I want to catch up on a lot of what's going on in the news for you all. Oh, I see what my man Jerry was talking about. Okay, so this other article, I definitely want for you to catch up on this one. And this one is, let me get to this real quick. One second. Oh, man. Okay, here we go. We got the article. I'm going to have to check. I'm going to have to check out this thing. I see this UFO thing that's here. I'm going to check that out. Okay, here we go. Before we get out of here, real quick, let me just... North Korea is a time bomb. Government advisors urge China to prepare for war. And this is from the South China Morning Post. The risk of conflict on the Korean Peninsula is the highest it's been in decades. In Beijing must mobilize resources for fallout, the Observer said. And this was Sunday and updated to today on Monday. Here we go. All the states is telling you what's up. China must be ready for a war on the Korean Peninsula with the risk of conflict higher than ever before. Chinese government advisors and a retired senior military official warned on Saturday. Beijing, once seen as Pyongyang's key ally and swayed over its neighbors, was losing control of the situation, they warned. Conditions on the peninsula now make for the biggest risk of war in decades. Since the Renmin University International Relations Professor Shai Yinyao, who advises the state council in China's cabinet. The professor said the U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korea leader Kim Jong-un were locked in a vicious cycle of threats, and it was already too late for China to avert it. At best, Beijing could stall a full-blown conflict. This is what they're already saying. What part of this don't we understand? At best, China can just stall a full-blown conflict. North Korea is a time bomb. We can only delay the explosion, hoping that by delaying it, a time will come to remove the detonator. On the size of Beijing's conference on the crisis. This is what China is saying. North Korea is a time bomb. We can only delay the explosion, hoping that by delaying it, a time will come to remove the detonators, Beijing said in a conference on the crisis. Goes on. Addressing the conference, a former deputy commander of the military region warned that war could break out on the Korean Peninsula at any time from now until March, when South Korea and the United States held annual drills. It is a highly dangerous period, Wang said. Northeast China should mobilize defenses for war. He's saying they should mobilize defenses for war now. A senior fellow at the Chinese Institute of International Studies, affiliated with the Chinese Foreign Ministry, said conditions on the peninsula were at the most perilous in half a century. No matter whether there is war or peace, regretfully, China has no control, dominance, or even a voice on the issue, he says. China might already be preparing for the worst. Last week, the official newspaper of the province bordering North Korea published a full-page advice for residents on how to respond to a nuclear attack. A document, let me move this down. A document purportedly from telecom operations, China mobile about mobile China's mobile mobilization about plans to set up 5 refugee camps in the region of the country that borders North Korea, also surfaced online last week. Wang said that the June Daily article was a signal to the country to be prepared for a coming war. Not in case of a war, not of a possible war, but to prepare for a coming war. Signal to the country to prepare for a coming war. These are the steps that happen before it goes awry. Can't say it didn't know. He said China will also warned about the threats North Korea frequent nuclear tests were posing to unstabilize geopolitical structures in the region. A university professor said that no matter how minor the possibilities, China should be prepared for the psychological and practical for a catastrophic nuclear conflict and nuclear fallout or a nuclear explosion. Why do we always act like ostriches? Why do we always believe a war won't occur? The professor said. What China needs is a sense of urgency about its declining influence in a strategy related to the peninsula and why it is bringing down China's status and role in the Asian, in the East Asian security issue. He said Kim's failure to meet Chinese envoy during his trip to Pyongyang last month was a humiliating for China. Move this down. Meanwhile, at the United Nations in New York, the Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called for China and Russia to increase its efforts to halt Pyongyang's nuclear program. Tillerson also backtracked on his previous unconditional offer of talks by saying that Washington would not negotiate with Pyongyang until it stopped its threatening behavior. But before we go there, here's what they're saying in China. Why do we always act like ostriches, meaning putting our head in the sand? Why do we always believe that a war won't occur, meaning that they already know that the war has already started and is going to go full-blown? Well, it's even worse for U.S. citizens. They're not even ostriches. They don't even know what's really going on. And even if they did know what was going on, they would say, well, we live in the greatest country. That could never happen. Everything is going to be all right. They said this all before. This is what the other side is already saying. They basically said the war has already started and is going to go full-blown, where you won't be able to deny it, and your lack of preparing for it is going to cause you to be a casualty of it all. He said they can't stop it, nor do they want to stop it. They've got to take a position to protect themselves. And what is the position to protect themselves? The position of them to protect themselves is to protect North Korea and take that overall fight off of their borders and put it on other borders. What other border do you think that they're talking about? Read this last bit before we get out of here. It says that the university professor said that hopes for peace could not rest on Kim and Trump. And China and Russia should work together to argue against war. Argue against it. In a meeting with the South Korean president in Beijing, Chinese president said war on the Korean Peninsula was not acceptable. Now, why did they say this? The hopes for peace could not rest on Kim and Trump, and China and Russia should work together to argue against the war. Meaning this, they need to be arguing against it, but it's already too late. It's already happening. We are going to see this thing unfold. And when it unfolds, ladies and gentlemen, I just hope that you're thoroughly, thoroughly prepared for it and position yourself accordingly to it. So listen, everyone, get ready to get out of here. Sorry for the overall internet delays. And I just want to say it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Much love, much respect. And we will be back, great creator willing, tomorrow. And so, as always, be prepared. Position yourselves accordingly. Brother Braggs, if you would be so kind, if you would chime us out, we will talk to you all later. Peace. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace. Give Brother Braggs 1 second. Ready whenever you are, Brother Braggs.
Oh, excuse me. Let me put my grandson down. Give me 1 second.
Oh, no. Don't even worry about it. No, Brother Braggs. Don't worry about it. Enjoy your grandson. No, don't even trip on that. You don't even need to do that. No. Don't even do it. I hear the baby. No, Brother Braggs. Don't even do it. So, all right, everyone. We're going to end out the show. We hear the seeds of prosperity is making their yell. And so I'm so happy about that, Brother Braggs. Definitely hit me up in the morning, my good brother. Much love, much respect, everyone. And as I always say, before you ask for a fortune, make sure you give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace. Good night.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.